that was one thing. And then he said that the Eitzah, the Yashik is the Eitzah, the Rashi, the community, is going to raise it up a bit, and then your Yashik says you can take it into account at the bottom now and have it. You've got the top, and you've got the bits on the top, bits on the side also, and then you will be okay.
The Rashi, right? How much has to be?
I think Rosh Hashanah says, if the stuff at core you have now, roig up the whole thing, not covered, yeah, including the bottom, then you're okay.
But how much?
Yeah, so you work, I mean, just work, you have to work
out. We just put a spoon under, I mean, that's... Yeah, like we have a certain bent spoon that's like this, so it raises it up about an inch.
From your definition, yeah, you have to take the surface area of the outside sides,
right,
and the surface area of top and bottom.
Yeah.
Compared to it, if there's a big gap, you have to make a bigger gap.
Well, as again, if you come out with roy, that's a little something. Yeah. You've got the top and the bottom, then you get that.
I know. This is pretty big question. Right. It's not rough at all. Nothing in force.
No, don't forget, you've got the top, you've got a bit on the top,
it goes out. It's not a wheel coming from outside, too.
You
can do
the math
workout.
Yeah, it's 2 pi r times the height. And it just depends on how high it is. If it's about circular, say about, it takes the average.
It goes like this, right? It goes normally, doesn't it? It doesn't. It's straight?
Straight.
Mine is always, ours is straight.
Yeah. Okay. You can tell us what color it is, right?
Yeah. But okay, I'm coming. The other things, we mentioned that might be a problem of chazara in a crop pot. Even if you were to cover it, yeah. Again, the raising up is not going to help by chazara. Chazara, you need chazara for cup, and has to be what we rely on is some kind of metal covering, right? Okay. So just raising up is not chazara for cup. Yes, it's still a problem with chazara. Okay. Now, even if you were to cover it, the upholstery is still a problem. Why? Because we said that chazara is only mutter on top of an oven or a stove, not inside. So here, the fact that there's a heat on three sides, maybe this is judged as an oven, okay? Mm-hmm. In which case it's a problem. Yeah. Who did I see? Yeah. Rabbi Yoshua seems to say that if you have a metal pocket coming, yeah, inside, yeah. Then he said that's clear. That he says that's okay. Yeah. I spoke to Rob about it. He seems to say you should avoid it. Do chazara into with the crop pot.
What was the maybe the question done?
If you put like a metal inside, it's the hard aluminium foil inside. Yeah, we also want to say that that's better than what it comes from. Rabbi Feinstein. Rabbi Feinstein said even by the ovens nowadays, yeah, our ovens, you put a metal insert inside. He said that is okay, even though you normally can't do chazara inside an oven. He wants to say that that's only by something which is garif or cotton. Why? Because garif or cotton, it's not 100% clear that the reason why you're doing it now is because you're not interested in the cooking. Maybe you just want to blow down the heat just to so it doesn't burn. Okay, but to put a metal insert inside, so no one does that. No one is trying to cook will do that. That's a clear gilodas that you're not interested in cooking. So our derech there and that, Rabbi Yoshua says that the same thing should apply for our crop. Okay? Yeah?
It's a metal sheet, not aluminium foil, right?
If it has to be a hard aluminium foil. Or some poison say, maybe the Lord said to me was, if sometimes you might do these things just so it doesn't get dirty. Yeah? That's what some people might put a piece of aluminium foil. So if you put a few pieces inside, then it's clear you're not doing it just so it shouldn't get dirty. You're doing it to minimize it, reduce the heat. Alright. One more point. We mentioned that there is a problem of hatmana. In food can also be a problem. For example, if you have, we said, if you have a bottle of milk inside, which is cold, and you want to heat it up, yeah, you can't insert it inside a hot water. Okay, we said food can also be another level. Okay, suddenly said not like that, but
it's on liquid level,
Yeah. So we're talking about proper hatmana, right?
Fully immersed.
Okay. So we said. So why can mutter to let's say to take your cladle and put it inside your chicken soup? Yeah, you're being mat your cladle. Cladle, you're putting it inside something which is hot. Yeah, and okay, even though it's we mentioned that you had this this type of
shame.
Very good. Okay, remember what we said, that if, let's just speak that, just remind ourselves again about this. Right, we know there's something called a Dabba Moisiv Hevel, Dabba She'en Moisiv Hevel. Dabba Moisiv Hevel is a problem even on Erev Shabbos. Right, Dabba She'en Moisiv Hevel is only a problem on Shabbos. Okay. There's no hatmana by a cliche. Right, if something which is a cliche, then that's okay. Right, a Dabba Moisiv Hevel is only something which is, we said, which is, it itself is providing the heat. If something which is the heat is, it might be hot now, but the heat is dissipating, that's not a davar moisiv hevel. Okay, but the restraining with the chadash, I was brought in halacha that something, if you have a pot which is taken off the fire, yeah, and then you want to put some, let's say, food on top of it and mat in that food, if you do that on Shabbat, that is a problem. Yeah. So it's something which is moided chum, which is creates heat in which can create heat on Shabbat. That is a problem. Okay, so it was a little bit in between this category. So according to that, we should have a problem of putting your cladle inside the chicken soup. The chicken soup is hot. Yeah. Okay. You put the cladle inside. Yeah. So you're being massing the cladle with the chicken soup. Right? So that means there are no. Things which are food. Huh?
Can it
not be solid? Okay, an egg. If you put egg inside hot water, that could be a problem. Okay, yeah, because the shell of the egg is in a sense like a clean, so it's blocking. It's not a tooth. It's not really mixed together. Okay, that's what we mentioned before. I did see that Rav Hogg wants to say that that depends what you're doing with the egg. In a funny, maybe egg inside water would be a problem because you have no interest in the water getting mixed with the egg. Yeah, but if you were to have egg inside cholent, let's say, and you want the egg to get brown and to get the taste of the cholent, so then that will be okay, because then you do really want it all to be one mixture. Okay, so again, it depends what your agenda is. this discussion is something totally wrapped up. Yeah, let's say tinfoil totally wrapped up, not connected at all, whether that's a problem or not. Some say it's okay, some say no. Even the ones who say no, though, if you make it to be holes in it so that the taste should transfer, then there's at least Rosh Hashanah says that would be okay. Alright? Okay. The last thing we're going to do if hatmana happened by mistake, meaning if there was hatmana there, is the food mutter or ask?
Mutter?
Yes. Across the board?
Yes.
As you know. If it was done with shoyge, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't eat it on Shabbos. Okay? No one's allowed to eat it on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. The Gra says you can. Mishnah says, "Well, Makom HaTorah, if you can be stomach on the grass." So that's it. Whatever the case is, you don't have food, then you can be stomach on if it was done with you. So that's if someone is done with. That's if someone cooked, right? Okay. Right.
No difference to the person who had to put it himself or the other people.
Yeah, by the sugar, no difference. By maize, it is different.
Right.
Okay. That is.
What kind of difference, sorry?
Okay.
Hasmana also
says
it is not the rice.
Hasmana is very good. Hasmana is not the rice. Double checking. By the Rabbans, the Mishpirah brings a gra, that it's okay, yeah? The food is mut. Yeah? If you do a malach, malach of the Rabban, let's call it, yeah? Then, by shogig, then you're okay. Okay?
You said
no, according to the gra, I think that's a rabbi. The gra said, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be mut. So, thank you for the correction. Yeah? Okay. Right. We know, though, by Shia Chazar Nachmana, and remember we discussed that they were worried that a person might pretend they did b'shogeg, but really did the mezid. They were machmir. So we have to work out exactly when yes and when no. Okay, so just pointing out that Shia Chazar Nachmana, they don't have they don't follow the normal rules. Okay, they have their own rules. Okay, so let's go through. Shia, Hatmanu,
and what was the other?
Shia, Hatmanu, and Hazara. Okay. Now, right at the beginning when we started Shia, a few of you jumped on me, okay, and you said, what's going on with that? By Shia, let's go with the maple shifter, that Shia is mutter even by Masa and Jusa, right? If you have food which is just edible, I say the chat. Yeah, you can put on an uncovered fire, an uncovered. You can put it on your gas stove without a blab. That's okay. And even though by Shia the whole chashash was that a person will see that his food's not cooked well enough, and he will come to turn up the heat, to stoke the fire, right? So you see, if once you meet Malcolm and Jerusalem, you're not kosher. You're not kosher. The person's going to be able to control himself, and he won't be over Malcolm the right. Okay. Let's talk about the Dava Moshe Tavol. Right? Dava Moshe Tavol, is Asa even Erev Shabbos? Why was it Asa? So he said, because sometimes a very common way that at least they used to do Hatmana once upon a time was to use types of coal, or ashes, but there were still coals inside them. And there's a problem, that there was a chash that you would come to see your food, and you'd stoke that fire, you'd stoke those coals. Okay, so it's the same type of chashash, right? It's time to stoke the coals. Yeah? Over there, by Hatmana, do we find a heter that if the food is masal and jerusalem, that you're allowed to do Hatmana? The Chora, at least the halacha what we discussed, there's no such heter. We don't find it. Yeah? So the shaila is, why is there a difference? Okay? Okay? Right, so that's what you guys jumped on me, a few of you jumped on me. Okay? Okay.
Because in the Hadith, what you explain, these people will find 25 holes in it from Egypt, Phoenix, plus Chinese,
The truth is, I don't know if I was misleading at the time, but my said that all we showed him and said they did go hand in hand. Okay? There are marbles of Shulchan Aruch brings a Mordechai that they do go hand in hand. Whatever is true for us in Shia is also true for us Hatmana.
Okay.
We hold not like that. We hold there are different. Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you one reason why they're different. If you like it, if not, then we'll try to understand it. But the one reason is that normally Hatmana is that it was done so to eat the food in the day, okay? And normally Shia And that's why you're being much in it. You're trying to keep it. You want it to be warm, and it's going to be a long time. So you have to be much in it. Shia is where you haven't covered it. It's not much in it, and it's only there for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So by Shahia, where it's only like a little bit of time to go. Yeah, you put on just before Shabbos, they say, and it's only a little bit of time. So Chazal weren't as cautious that you'd come to soak the fire. Masha Enki, where it's going to be on the fire for a long, long time, yeah, and you have to make sure that the fire keeps going. Then there was more of the slash of Shahir. Of Chitma. Okay?
Of stoking the pot.
Okay. To make sure that it stays going until the next day. Okay, that's one chiluk. Okay, there are other chilukim, but just. Okay, that is, I think it's a tour. Okay, so might as we hold there is a difference.
Kind of just like that we just wouldn't know if
he says this. Yeah, it's not. Okay, so, but again, we do have this chitta that says that they do go hand in hand. Okay? Right? And we know one of the rules, okay, we have to be careful when we say and we're not, but here we've got the Mishnah Berurah, the Poskim telling us that we can rely on this, is that even by regular Mice and Shabbos on Shabbos, if there's a Machlokes HaPoskim, yeah, then because the Issur to benefit from the food, let's say if you did actual fish oil, yeah, let's say for example, there's a Machlokes Mishnah, we know that if there's fish oil by Dabar Lach, yeah, Dabar Lach was already cooked, it's now cooled down, can you heat it up again? Right? So we are Machmir, yeah, but it's a Machlokes, yeah. So if you were Oyev and you did it, pretty evident, regarding the class, which is only the Rabbanon, you can be stomach on the posting the holder's mutter. Okay? That's a general rule, yeah? So over here, we've got a similar thing. We have to say a similar thing. Because you have these poiskins, let's say that the two go hand in hand, yeah? That Shia and Hatmana go hand in hand, therefore, where Shia is mutter, Hatmana is also mutter. What? When the food's uncooked, leaving on an open fire, okay, before Shabbos, yeah, okay, yeah. So that's going to be one tiruv, and another one is that they're also posting. They say that the knas of Shahir, whatever the knas of Shahir was said, is also true for Hatman. Shahir, okay, is. It's a little bit complicated. I'm getting involved in a few things, but I'll just say it once. If we're not over there, don't worry about it that much. Okay. Even according to the Shita, they said that there's a problem of Shahina where the food is not fully cooked, and more than that, even if it's going to improve, there's still a problem. Yeah, there was one Shita which the Mechaber brought that Shahina is a problem of Shia. If the food is going to improve, yeah, even that shit holds, then there's no knas set on that. If it's fully cooked, even though it can improve, but the maizda it is fully cooked. Okay, so your actual shia are not doing that much. Even though it's still improving it, it's not doing that much.
Sufficiently cooked, meaning it's not.
It's fully cooked.
If it's improving, then
okay. Now that's all that we said. That is called fully cooked. As far as the halachas of Israel called said, that's fully cooked. As long as the royal people eat it the way it is now, that's fully cooked. Yeah, it might improve, but it's still called fully cooked.
And improving is not just warming up or getting.
No, even if that with your cholent, even the cholent is going to be the longest on it tastes better. But if it reaches a stage where everyone's very happy right. To eat it now, that's called fully cooked. Yeah, the stomach for the yachad. Yeah, okay. So by Shahir there's no knas if it's the stomach the yachad. So too by Hatman also there's no knas on his stomach the yachad. Okay. So let's just practically what does that mean for us? If you did Hatmana with a davah moisi tevel on food which was fully cooked, so this and Hatman erishat. Yeah? So then it's going to be mutter to eat that food on Shabbos. The same for two. Probably even mizid might also be okay. You shouldn't do it. But let's say you did it, or you went to a place they didn't know that a lot. You went to a neighbor. It's probably even cheaper with mizid. Because those shits that hold, the shits that hold that you're allowed, even less, that's killing you're allowed to do it. Hatmana goes hand in hand this year. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's true. Can I just miss something? When you say it goes hand in hand, so you differentiated originally between Trege and Mason, right? You said that Trege was more different, right?
Well, we're in the world of Shia, Chazara, and Hatma.
Right.
They have different rules.
Right.
Okay, there's no general. Well, we don't have the general rule that we have.
Okay.
So on that, we're saying that Hatmada Badava Musik Hevel on Eretz Shabbos we hold is always awesome.
Right.
You can never do it.
Right.
The food is fully cooked.
Right.
It's even bad for the food. What you do doesn't matter. It's still awesome. Right?
And if you do it,
okay. Right, that's where we are now.
Yeah.
Now, if you did do it,
right.
Okay. So, if it is, bear with me, yeah? If the food is fully cooked, yeah? So we've got two, and you did have one on Erev Shabbos with a double Moshe Kabel, yeah? We've got two reasons why it is mutter. Okay? One is because there are hosting that say, l'chatchila, you're allowed to do hatmana on something which is fully cooked, because it goes like, it's like shehiyah. And like Shia, it's mutter to do Shia or something which is fully cooked, right? Okay? And second, there's others that say, so, even if you're not allowed to do it, but the knas that's had, or when Chazal gave a knas, is that it has the same gedarim as Shia. When does Chazal say there's a knas by Shia? That, whenever they said that, that's also three parts one. So Chazal said that there's a knas for Shia. Only if it wasn't fully cooked. If it was fully cooked, there's no knas. Okay, this is all according to the shita that holds that shia is only mutter if it's fully cooked. Okay, but by fully cooked, there's two levels of fully cooked. There's a fully cooked which can improve it, and there's a fully cooked which is bad for it. Yeah. So the shita that says that shia has to be fully cooked. That shita holds that it's only mutter if it's bad for it. Okay? Yeah, we don't mention hold like that, right? Okay? But it's only mutter if it's bad for it. But that shita itself says that, yeah, even though I can't do shia if it's good for it, it's pretty good, but it's good for it, yeah? But it won't ask for the food. But yeah, but it won't ask for the food. There was no task there on that. The fact that it was fully cooked and your shia didn't do that much, yeah, even though it didn't improve it, but it was fully edible before, so therefore there's no command. Yeah, everyone with me?
Sorry, you missed your question.
Yeah.
Because 2 minutes late in Shabbat.
Yeah.
Let's just necessarily say yes or no.
Okay, we get.
In other case,
we get.
To come this
hopefully it won't happen. Okay.
I need to know this stuff. I need to know what to do.
Maybe let him speak and then.
Because I'm not speaking, what is it?
So we're saying, I would say, Shia, sorry, Hatmana. With something which is fully, if you did have mana on Erev Shabbos, so that one have on. If the food was fully cooked, then it's going to be mutter.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Fine. Not mutter to do.
Not mutter to do, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about the era.
Sure,
again.
Sure.
Again, let you right.
One more time.
Yeah, no, right. Okay. Well, we hold you're never allowed to do Hatmana Badama Moses Hevel and Erev Shabbos.
It's awesome. But if you did it,
even if that food, not allowed.
But if you did do it,
right?
So, amazing little show you.
Okay, so let's just go with Shoyge at the moment. If you did it for Shoyge,
right.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Yeah? So we're saying, then, if it's fully cooked, if the food was fully cooked, it's mutter to eat that food.
Good.
Okay. But now you should jump on me and say, wait a second, by Shahia, what do we hold by Shahia? How much does it have to be cooked? It has to be fully cooked, or Machlum and Jusai? Machlum and Jusai. So the thought should come out that even if Machlum and Jusai, and you didn't have mana on it, because that's what you have on an Erev Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to, it should be mutter. Because that's what we hold by Shia. Nachon?
Okay.
Yeah? So the answer that the Bir Lacha does suggest like that, and he says that, let me just check the exact word. Okay, sorry. It's not so possible that it's mutter, yeah? could be you're being stemmed on two kudas. Yeah, that we know about by shear from our right? How much you can have. And over here, also, by Hatmara is also machloekes. Yeah?
Shouldn't there be as long as one
shita
that since now it's
machloekes? Yeah, these things depend exactly how. Yeah, I mean, it depends how solid you've got. So, yeah. The shita that Hatmara is mutar on her.
I'm trying to ask a question, another question. I will eat tomorrow.
You what?
I tomorrow, already on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Guest here. I cover it by showing.
Yeah.
When I cannot eat it. Well, that, only one thing I would like to know. Everything compares is great. When I should not give my guest this stuff. Or I can give all this.
It was less than a third cook.
Right. Yes.
When you wrapped it up,
no, let's
the was less than a third.
No, no, let's hold up, but maybe you okay. I would like to
right.
You yeah. know, all the more okay. When I'm okay. not giving
well, okay.
this
okay.
this one.
What's that?
Because another case is
if it's fully cooked, yeah, for the Abbot, it's mutter. If it's Matam and Jusai, so the Mishabura is
what my when?
On Erev Shabbos.
I don't know anything about it.
What do you mean?
I don't know anything.
You don't have what?
No, like the veggies, I cover, and I said, wow, right now Shabbos, I need to give you or not to give you. What then do it? It is what I want. Because everything else has
okay, right. Yeah, if you're asking the local stuff, like, you don't have
to. This is exactly right. Nobody said, do so, not do so. Yes, but I said, cover. You said, do it. Cover.
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to be on such a large give or not.
Okay. You're not going to hold on for
a second. Robert asked, what time did you put it
yeah.
on?
Yeah, hold on your stuffy case. Yeah, we'll try.
That's a different case.
Yeah, that's an extra.
Maybe somebody killed. Check it, Drew. Drew Stone.
Okay, wait.
I don't know another question.
Wait. Okay, hold on to your stuffy case. Okay. We'll get the rules and then we'll.
Right now,
one minute after. Okay. Again. Okay. If it's fully cooked, but the Eved, it's mutter.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If it's Machum and Jusai, yeah, but Machum Atsoya, the Be'er Lacha says you can rely on it.
Yes.
Okay?
But
yes,
then,
you can. Yes, you can. Good. Okay. If it's less than that, then you
can handle it for half easily, maybe even a third.
Yeah. If it's less than that, then it's going to be awesome. Don't care.
Okay.
Now, if it was totally raw, right. Yeah, then it should also be mutter because that was a head of Mashiach also. Okay. Okay.
When Shabbos came in, was it raw? Is that
yeah.
raw?
Totally
yeah.
raw.
Yeah.
Second before it's yeah. You put this whole thing on there,
but Rashi never did lie.
He's never lied.
It's yeah. maybe one is Jesus Shabbos. He says, it's good, great poetry, never lie.
Yeah. Okay?
Because the problem is that because you have this 40 minutes, we're from late to bed,
you don't care.
Okay.
Okay. So far right now, except I will cover a roll, food, all this gift is to my guest.
The roll would also be okay.
No, not the roll. Right?
In between, when it started cooking, it hasn't eaten much of the juice, and then that's when
you're going
to okay?
Okay,
we have to finish it.
We have to get
the problem this time.
You have to determine if there, when there being a month that something put up was put up.
Yeah.
How likely is that?
You can probably work it out. said, you know how long it is. I said, you know how long it is. But I can't remember. But I'm sure your wife can
know. Right.
Right.
But